We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be
having a great time,
you want to be
loving the fun,
if you want to see all of the excitement, this is the place, and we're the one. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see, come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day, come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Play it again,
right, baby.
Play it
back.
Again.
Again.
Play it again.
Again.
Man.
Again.
Baseball with.
Turn it up louder.
Break their speakers at 6.
That's right. It's FM time. Now in stereo.
And if you don't like it, it's FU.
I'm kidding.
This is the place and we're the one.
Clap twice when they do
like
it.
Crazy for the guys you love to see. Come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
All right, let's get this show started. Greatest day of your life.
In 2024, unless, of course, you've had a child before you got married.
Yeah. Depending on who you talk to, this could be better than a wedding.
I say, depending on who you got married to.
That's exactly right.
Or
who married you, maybe, too,
well,
you know?
It's why I'm single. It's where you want to be.
That's right.
Single with Mr. Likens.
Yeah.
No, but it's good. We got Static on the television. Anyways, today's a great day. Today, I got up this morning and I thought to myself and I said, okay, it's Monday. It feels like this is a longer weekend than normal. I don't know why.
Yes.
Maybe because there was no Chiefs game, so there was nothing really to prepare for other than like watch the NFL and then
sit around, watch Red Zone, watch some baseball.
That's all I did.
Yeah.
And Saturday, obviously the game, the Royals game, which we can dissect throughout the day, but I want to be very, very, very important to what I'm thinking about here today is about your fandom. Today is about Kansas City sports, right? Like, never, and I don't know if in your life, you've been doing radio a little bit longer than I have, and Mac, maybe like in, you know, Tennessee, there were certain things that happened, but like today is like one of those, you know, where you woke up today, it was all about Kansas City sports.
Yeah.
Like it's, and I know that there are other teams like the Current and the and Sporting and all that, but like your baseball team and your football team are going to be playing on the center stage literally at the same time. Royals start at 6:38. Chiefs will start like 7:23-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll literally have Monday Night Football live in Arrowhead Stadium. And then you'll also have the Kansas City Royals in game 2 of a divisional series against the New York Yankees in primetime in the Bronx. I don't know if there's ever been a day in my life where I've been this excited, this juiced. Like, I know I'm going to blink and the show's going to be over.
Yep.
I know I'm going to be.
You're going to blink and the day's going to be over.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Tuesday, you know, it's just whatever.
And tomorrow, but like, you're going to sleep.
Yeah. Tomorrow
we rest.
Tomorrow it'll be Bink and somebody else
right.
with Mac. But I think that's what today is. I think today is all about your fandom. Like, you're either going to be. You know, you're either going to work today with Chiefs socks and a Royals hat on, or you're like Bob and I, which you can check it out on our live stream on YouTube, Twitch, whatever. Fesco and Dusty, subscribe. But I think that you could probably agree to this. Like, I don't know if you've had a bigger day in sports. I gave you a fist bump before the show because I was like, this is historic today.
No, this is something we've never seen. This is a big day. This is very reminiscent. You know, if you want to really go back to 2014 and the wild card game one night, and then the Chiefs game on Monday, and then the wild card game on Tuesday.
Yeah,
I think this is the closest we've ever gotten again because we've never seen our teams good at the same time, and really this is the first time in our lifetimes that we've seen these two teams be legitimate at the same time. Right? You know, the Royals have obviously now postseason expectations that people expect them to do well in the playoffs, and obviously with the Chiefs Chiefs, we expect them to three-peat and win the Super Bowl. That all being said, there's only really one game that matters tonight, and that's the one that's taking place at 6:38 at Yankee Stadium, because if the Royals don't come out victorious in that, we're talking about being down 0-2. The Chiefs game, obviously, it's an important game, you know, because it's an NFL game, and you only get 17 of them.
Is it important, though?
But is it? Like, that's kind of where I'm going with this. Yeah. Like tonight's
NFC.
Order. Yeah, it's an NFC team, Monday Night Football, week before the bye. You're sitting at 4-0, carnage around the rest of the NFL. There's only one other good team out there. It's the Minnesota Vikings and Sam Darnold and doing their thing. Of course, they beat the Jets yesterday. But there's one game that matters tonight. Like, this Royals game is the most important game that we have seen in Kansas City since the Super Bowl. And if they don't go out there and take care of business tonight at Yankee Stadium, they're going to be coming back Wednesday. People will be excited, but people will be walking into that game Wednesday wondering if this is going to be a three-game sweep by the Kansas City or by the New York Yankees over the Royals. So this is the game tonight. The Royals is by far the most important game. That being said, I'm still having both games on, and probably once football gets going, you put the football commentary on, you know, over the baseball commentary. But this is the most important game we've seen since the Super Bowl in Kansas City, and that sounds great to say, too, right? Oh, we've had to wait 10 months, mm-hmm. you know, 8 months, 9 months, whatever it's been since our last important game, where we've waited years in the past for this. But it really all comes down to the Royals tonight. Like, I'm already nervous about this game. I'm already consuming way too much information from all the New York Post papers about what they're saying about the game, and consuming that side to see how they're feeling about it. And I got to be honest with you, I'm sick to my stomach. I want this to be a 1 o'clock game. Like, let's get this thing going. I can't imagine those players after that game on Saturday night. And then you have to take a day off on Tuesday or on Sunday. I mean,
and why did the NL do that?
I guess they didn't want to compete with the NFL is the only thing I could think of, because you want your games to be standalone, I think, in the playoffs. And I like the fact that every game is a standalone game. But if you were going to do that in baseball yesterday, you would have started around 1 o'clock Eastern time when the NFL's kicking off, right. And you're probably not going to get a lot of attention on your games if you're doing it that way. So you play a 4 o'clock game on a Monday.
I don't know.
But, you know, there's really no way to avoid the NFL. Really isn't. Like, as much as you want to avoid the NFL and not play head-to-head with the NFL, that's why Saturday was great for baseball.
Especially the time slot.
Yeah, there was no competition for baseball on Saturday. So it had you could watch every game and enjoy them and not have to worry about, you know, missing the NFL. And then the NFL's a beast that drives 25 million people to the TV set to watch anybody play. And, you know, a good baseball game gets you 3 or 4 million people at the TV set.
That's interesting you say that, because I'm wondering, because you and I do this all the time, do you think ratings will be higher for Chiefs fans or Royals fans in Kansas City?
I don't know. And I was thinking about that driving in today, because we have the Royals on 610. We have the Chiefs on 96.5, the Fan.
Correct.
I was wondering it myself, like, which number is going to be higher? Is it going to be Royals or is it going to be Chiefs? Logic would tell you it should be the Royals, but this has become such a Patrick Mahomes-led Chiefs town that it could very well be the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know. From a TV standpoint, we're talking about TBS versus ABC tonight, right? It's going to be on Channel 9. And you're going to have the cable option with TBS, or if you stream on Max, you know, you can get it that way. So I think the reach is bigger for football, obviously. That's why football is king, because you don't have to, you know, search for their games all the time. Like,
it just kind of shows up on your TV.
It really does. It's just there. Like, I was looking yesterday, I'm like, where the hell is this Phillies-Mets game? Oh, FS1. Like, that's
75.
You want to talk about burying that somewhere, right? Yeah. Like, that is buried. But
we had the same situation. He's like, what channel is the game? I was like, FS1. He's like, nah. No, it's got to be like on Fox. Like, no, it's not on Fox today.
No, not on Fox.
Tom Brady's on Fox.
Because they're not giving up a regular season NFL for what turned out to be an unbelievable postseason game yesterday, right?
Yeah.
How good was that Phillies-Mets game coming
Nobody
off the Yankees-Royals
right?
game? Castellanos was huge. Nobody did anything. Right. Three moments for Castellanos yesterday. But no, I think really the Chiefs today should be that secondary topic for everybody in town, because our baseball team's in the ALDS, and they do now face a must-win game. You don't want to fall down 0-2. Like, you're not going to cancel the season, as Q would say. But if you come out of New York down 0-2, the odds really aren't in your favor. Hell, the odds aren't in your favor when you're down 0-1. 73% of teams in the ALDS that get up 1-0 win the series. So the odds are already stacked. You don't want to fall down 0-2. This is a must-win game for the Royals tonight. And you got Cole Reagans on the mound. Who the hell would you want on the mound? Cole Reagans, let's go.
I don't know if I'm the only one in this situation. We were all watching the game. Mac was still shirtless playing one-on-one basketball with the neighborhood kids.
Right. Nice you can find somebody to beat up on.
Yeah, he's like a radio version of Salvador Perez, but he just goes and like blocks like seven-year-old shots. Yeah. He's like, you guys want to go?
On a six-foot goal.
They call me the swish machine. Your words, not mine. Great words. The Royals game, when they lost on Saturday, I don't know if I felt the only way, but I wasn't upset with the loss. I was upset with the situation. I know everybody knows the elephant in the room was he was clearly out at second base.
Right.
I did not go into that out and say that run is going to cost us the game, but I did say that he was going to score. Mm-hmm. I was like, he will score now. I guarantee it. I was at my sister's birthday event, and then I got home, and I'm watching the game, and I'm sitting there with a couple of people just kind of eyeing in on it, and I'm like, Chisholm's going to score now. I don't know what that run's going to mean, but he's definitely going to score. He was out. Terrible call. There were a couple things that didn't go right, but that game, man, it was tooth and nail. When I say tooth and nail, I know what that definition means now.
Yeah, yep.
And they didn't scare me, man. Like, that was...
We needed the NFL ref with the index card to go in between his foot and the base to see if there was a space there, just for show's sake.
You needed somebody with common sense.
Yeah, that one to me...
They watched it in New York.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, it goes to show you business.
They saw the same
thing we saw. Business. Sports is a business.
Yes.
What's good for the Major League Baseball business? Right. The Yankees winning. What's good for the NFL business? The Chiefs winning. I mean, it's just... It is what it is.
And... Look, I...
That's why you can't leave it up to them. You got to take care of business on your own.
I just... And that's the thing, is like, it was more so like... And the thing that really sucked is like, you know, some St. Louis friends were like poking to my side like, oh, your Royals lost. I was like, I didn't...
How's your team doing in St. Louis?
I didn't even respond.
Come on. If you're in St. Louis, you ought to pull a Homer Simpson, retreat back to the bushes. You lost two NFL teams and your baseball team is ass.
I didn't even... And their front office is ass too.
Yeah.
I didn't even like pay attention to that. But then the other thing is like, people would be like, well, now you know what it's like when those Chiefs get... No. This was an out or safe call. This wasn't a pass interference or a holding call. This was either he's out or he's safe. And not only did Homer Royals fans, myself included, be like, that's an atrocious call. I'm listening to one of the most intelligent broadcasters, personality sports of all time, Bob Costas, be like, wow, I don't know how they didn't see what we saw.
Yeah. It really is crazy. But again, people have mocked me for this script thing for years, but those are the moments that I'm talking about when I'm talking about the script. I mean, and then the Bobby Witt strike three call. I mean, let's not let that go, you know, undiscussed. I mean,
most emotion you've ever seen him show.
I mean, ever. It was good to see a little emotion out of Bobby Witt Jr. But you know what? You took a pitch that was borderline. I don't know. You got to swing. Maybe don't leave it into the hands of the umpires. What they used to tell us in Little League all the time. You know, if it's close, swing. And he didn't. And he got bit by it. But that was out of the strike zone too. So there were two bad calls, and then there was a Zerpa in between. And so I mean, like, you know, what could go wrong kind of went wrong. But tonight you have an opportunity to write that. You've got a legitimate Cy Young Award candidate on the mound tonight. In Cole Reagans, Rodon is going for the Yankees tonight, and he's trying to rebound from a bad playoff performance that he had in 2022 or something like that. So it's going to be a great pitching matchup, I think, tonight. But this is where Cole Reagans has to be the Cole Reagans that he was, and I don't think you could ask for anybody better on the mound, maybe in Royals history at this point, than Cole Reagans standing up there on the mound, because nothing phases him. And so I expect a great performance out of him. I expect another nail biter. I expect a 1-0 game, and it's going to come down to what bullpen decides to perform better than the other, and that's where it's going to end up. It's going to be a 7-8-9 inning type of game, and those are the innings that are going to determine this thing. When you're getting settled in for the beginning of the second half of the Chiefs game, maybe 7-8-9 are going to be coming up on your other TV screen. Where are you going to be dialed into? It's 1-0 either way going into the seventh inning. Which game's going to have your attention, right? It's going to be the Royals. As much as we love football and want to watch it, football's kind of the dessert tonight, you know? Football's kind of the dessert for me tonight, because baseball is the entree. It's the main course. It's the appetizer. It's the amuse-bouche, as Specter likes, and it's everything in between. So, man, this is a huge game. It's the biggest game, again, we've seen in this town since the Super Bowl.
Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, and Mac Bore. We get to Overreaction Monday and dive into Chiefs versus Saints, because why not? Here on 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM Sports Station, 96.5, The Fan.
I'll tell you what, my friends over at Manning Roofing understand how to take care of their customers. And I know firsthand because a couple of years ago, we needed Manning Roofing. We needed a new roof. The hailstorm hit our house. I called my friend Jimmy over at Manning Roofing. And I said, hey, get out here now. And he's like, yeah, I'll be out there right away. They came out right away, did that storm damage assessment and said, yeah, you do need a new roof. And oh, by the way, you need new gutters as well. And that's when I said, well, who else do I call? And they said, nobody else. We're a one-stop shop. Manning is a true general contractor that handles everything. So you know when you call Manning Roofing, it's a one-stop shop. Because chances are, if you need a new roof, you're going to need new gutters. You may need some new windows from some hail and siding as well. Manning can handle everything for you. Plus, they're Pella Preferred and Anderson Certified. And there's not many companies in the United States today that are both Pella Preferred and Anderson Certified when it comes to windows. Manning is a great one-stop shop for all of your roofing and outside of your home needs. Plus, with Manning, they've done thousands of jobs here in Kansas City, and they've never once been rejected by an insurance company. So if you're having issues with an insurance company, even if you didn't use Manning Roofing, get in touch with them today at manninggc.com or give them a call, 816-448-8208. That's manninggc.com for that free consultation. Manning is my one-stop shop for roofs, gutters, siding, and windows. The choice is simple. It's Manning Roofing.
I can already see the doubt in the text line from the responses as to how the game went down.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Q's the problem. He overmanaged.
What? No,
he
didn't.
Overmanaged.
How did he overmanage
Royals
that game?
Royals walked 8 batters. That they did,
yes.
But the strike zone sucked.
Yes, you can't walk, guys. I mean, yeah. Zerpa is the real, like, if you want to blame somebody for the loss, that's the guy that I'll pin it on.
No, I blame the refs.
That game, and okay.
He was out.
I'm not a blame the ref guy. Never have been, never will be, especially in Kansas City. I think
he was out
at times. No, he clearly was out, but you can't let those guys affect the game. You got to take, you know, matters into your own hands.
But they did affect the game. He called him safe and he scored the game winning run.
But you've got to figure out a way to get past that. I'm not a blame the ref guy. I'm just not going to sit here and blame that. I've never been that guy.
They called Bobby Witt Jr. out on strikes. Yeah. I bet they don't call that pitch on Soto.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what happens tonight, but you also got to swing the bat if you're Bobby Witt Jr.
True.
You know, we talked about stars being stars. Aaron Judge was not a star in that game, which we said was going to happen. He stinks in the postseason, by the way. The Yankees should bench him tonight. He brings nothing to the table as far as postseason at-bats. 0 for 3 strikeouts, whatever. He had the golden sombrero the other night. Like, Aaron Judge is about as useful at the plate in the postseason as I am. I mean, there's really nobody more useless in the postseason. Like, if somebody, like, the athletes that dominate the regular season and then don't show up in the postseason.
James Harden.
Alex Rodriguez. Like, there's a litany of athletes that play, Josh Allen, that play big in games that don't matter, and then games that do matter, they just don't show up. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could put Aaron Rodgers on that list right now. 3 interceptions yesterday for him as well. Who had a worse performance, Aaron Judge with 3 strikeouts or Aaron Rodgers with 3 interceptions against the Minnesota Vikings yesterday? So, but Aaron Judge is he's useless at the plate. But the Royal Stars didn't show up. Vinny, Salvi, and Bobby combined for 1 for 14. Mm-hmm. Got to be better than that in those performances.
Bottom of the lineup was great.
Bottom of the lineup was like everybody complains about the bottom of the lineup, but my
fantastic.
God, Yuli Gurriel scored 3 runs. Did you have that on your scorecard?
No.
Did you have MJ Melendez, by the way, if he's smart when he's a free agent, he just signs with the Yankees for the lowest amount of money possible, just plays in that ballpark. He's got the perfect swing for that ballpark.
That's why I said all I want him to do is swing for the fences.
I mean, he's got
even
a great
pop
swing.
Up, it's gone.
Yeah. He's got a great swing for that ballpark.
Yes, he can do what Curtis Granderson did.
Absolutely.
Remember when he went there and hit 40 home runs in 1 year?
And became a huge fan favorite. Like MJ Melendez would challenge for an all-star game every year if he played.
He'd hit 40 home runs.
New York. But like if I'm him and I'm his agent, I'm just telling him, look, we're going to take a 1-year deal with the Yankees and then sign somewhere after that because you're going to go there and you're going to crush. You're going to own that stadium. Mm-hmm. Like I've never seen a player so tailor-made for a ballpark like MJ is for New York. Go out there and hit another one tonight.
Dusty, quit crying about the officials. I'm sorry. They broke my heart. They called him safe, and Bob Costas knew he was out.
Well, everybody knew he was out. But, you know, again, that was only the 6th inning. You still had more at bats. You got to find a way to come through, and they didn't. But now tonight's a new night. So you go back out there, and you get one tonight. And if you win tonight, now you have home field advantage.
Correct.
That's all you got to do is win one on the road, and you've got home field advantage.
This is the one, and this is why we were talking last week, why it's okay that Reagans didn't get the opening nod.
Yeah.
Because now you lean on Reagans, who the Yankees had not faced this year.
Right.
And now he gets to go in there five fresh full days, pitching on a sixth day.
Yep.
And Reagan should be good.
Should be great to go. I mean, you look at the Mets Phillies series, right? It's going back to New York. It's tied at one. But do you really feel like the Mets have that home field advantage because of what happened and how Philly won that game yesterday? I think Philly's got all the momentum. If you go in there today,
they have that off day, which is crucial. It sucks, right?
Yeah. But same with the Royals. Like if the Royals win tonight, they're going to have all the momentum, and then we stop again because of an off day, don't play till Wednesday.
Except that they get to come back home, right. Whereas Philly's got to go to New York, so New York gets a day to absorb the shock of yesterday's game, then their fandom comes out. Whereas, same thing with the Royals, they get to absorb everything, and then it's okay, hopefully it's 1-1.
Yeah, but you're going to New York. Philly has all the momentum because of the way they won that game. The Royals win tonight, they'll have all the momentum coming back to Kansas City, and then all of a sudden we're talking about the midweek as a possible clincher for the Royals and home field advantage being tied 1-1. So the split is vital in New York, and it is vital to get that win tonight. Right. If not, we're probably talking about a series that could be wrapped up sooner than any of us really wanted it to be wrapped up.
Come on, Dusty. Losers blame officials for losing. You're not a loser. Thank you. But again, and then the other thing, too, because somebody says, thank you, Bob, so much more sensitive to blaming officials after listening to everyone's after every Chiefs game. Let me be really clear before we dive into this Chiefs game. And maybe, Mac, you can help me out here because I feel like you do a good job of keeping me even keel.
Try.
Blaming the officials as fans of people that hate the Chiefs that always get the calls and blaming the referee or the umpire for getting the guy out at second are, to me, two completely different things. And the reason I say that is because it's not so when they call pass interference or they call defensive holding in the Super Bowl against Philadelphia, they call pass interference against the Bengals.
Those were penalties.
Those are actual penalties. Sorry. Yeah. Those are actual penalties. Those are penalties. This wasn't a debate. Yeah. If the way that I would say it would be the same is if Travis Kelce caught a football and his toe was out like Isaiah Likely's and the referees were touchdown Kansas City,
right?
That's the equivalent of the guy being called safe at second, Jazz Chisholm. I watched the game, I done. That to me is the difference. That's not really blaming the refs. Blaming the refs is a Bengals fan for giving Travis Kelce a touchdown when his toe is clearly out is different than blaming the ref for calling a pass interference call when that moment happened. Whereas this guy was clearly out at second to the point where Bob Costas, zero bias, was that's an atrocious call that could affect this game. So that's where I'm at. I'm not blaming, I am blaming the umpire because that ended up being the game-winning run.
Well, you're blaming the replay officials, obviously.
True.
Not the umpire. The umpire saw that call in real time, made his call. That's fine. You have replay in place to get the calls right, and the replay didn't do what it was supposed to do. And so that's what we
did. It gave you clear, distinctive evidence, a definitive evidence.
But they didn't overturn the call. They have the replay in place to get calls right. The replay officials didn't do what they were supposed to do and get the call right unless Rob Manfred told them, hey, look, man, we need the Yankees to win. We need the Yankees to advance. We need the Yankees to move on because it's good for business. And it is. I mean, that's the fact of the matter.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are great for business in the NFL. They're going to get the benefit of the doubt. The Yankees are great for business in Major League Baseball, and they're going to get the benefit of that. That's just the way it is.
But
I
don't agree with that because that's not the benefit of the doubt.
But that's the reality, guys. You've got to get out of this mindset of that this is sports and this is even and this is great. This is a business first and it's entertainment second. And what generates dollars for Major League Baseball? The Yankees. When the Yankees are on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball, they get over 3 million viewers. When the Astros and Rangers played on Sunday Night Baseball, they got 800,000 viewers. You tell me what Major League Baseball wants. You tell me what Major League Baseball is going to do when there is a chance to affect the game, which we saw on Saturday. Major League Baseball sided with the Yankees. So don't leave it up to them. Go out there and execute on offense. Go out there and score a bunch of runs early. And don't leave it up to the hands of the people behind the curtain, the Wizard of Oz, because you saw what's going to happen. That's just the fact. I hate to pull the curtain back and tell everybody sports ain't real, but this is where it is. It is a business first, And they're going to give those type of calls to the Yankees every single time because they're such a bell cow for Major League Baseball, and everybody watches it. And so if you don't want the officials to be involved, you have to take it on yourself to not allow those officials to have a call that could flip the game by scoring more runs, swinging at more pitches, striking more guys out, walk eight batters. Like, you got to take it out of the hands of the officials in that situation.
That's fair. But unfortunately, you can't do it in that situation.
In that situation, that happened there, and boom. They figured it out, and the Yankees shut down the Royals the rest of the way, and the game, as they said, at that point in time was over. But now you can't continue to dwell on that if you're in the organization.
I'm not saying
you. I'm talking generally. Like,
well, I'm considered a Bengals fan now.
If the Royals go out there and let that impact them today, they stand absolutely no chance whatsoever. No. And I know they're upset about it, and everybody's upset about it, and that's the way it goes, but you can't allow that game on Saturday to affect what you're going to do today. If you go in there today and you're still mad and aggravated, you don't stand a chance.
I don't think anybody's on that page.
No.
It's just this is the first time we've been able to talk about it as a group.
Yeah.
Goldfish memory.
Yeah. I spent way too much time talking about a call. And apparently, guys, me and Drew Nixon are boys now because I'm a Cincinnati Bengals fan. According to the text line, I sound like a crying Bengals fan. So cheers, Drew. I got my orange cup. You can check it live on YouTube and all that sort of stuff. Fesco and Dusky subscribe. 100 subscribers a day, free lunch. We've yet to get free lunch. We're trying to get free lunch from the boss. If we do, it's Jersey Mike's. Hey, done. We want to talk about this football game tonight or not?
Yeah, I think we should. I think it's got a couple of intriguing moments tonight, right?
You feel like it's a backseat to what really is on tonight, which is the baseball game, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So I think this is why we were talking about earlier this week or last week. I'll have the volume of the football game on, but I'll have the TV of the Royals, I think, muted because I can watch the baseball game and hear the football game. I don't need to watch the football game and hear the baseball game. Vice versa.
I think you're going to find yourself going more to the baseball sound than you imagine tonight. I do, because I think it's going to be a close game. It's a postseason game, right? Yeah. Unless it's like the Dodgers and beer bottles are being thrown at people and it's 10-2.
That was scary.
I mean, could you imagine being out there in the middle of a field?
No, I'd walk off and protest the game.
I mean, people are throwing bottles and balls and all kinds of nonsense at you. Like, come on now, LA, do better than that. That was a really, really embarrassing moment last night to do.
You almost did it. I dropped an F-bomb last week. He almost says, I'm bad, man. I'm a bad man here. Like,
every once in a while, I start to slip a little bit. But you can't do stuff like that. And it makes it look bad. But no, I think you're going to start 6:30 to 7:20 sound on baseball. Football is going to start. You may switch to the sound on there. But I think you're going to find yourself back to the baseball sound more than you want to know. But I think, look, it's going to take a backseat today, the Chiefs and the Saints. There's no question about it. But still, very big game. If they lose, here's what's going to happen. The wide receivers stink. They need to go out and add somebody, blah, 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 blah. Regardless of how they lose the game, even if they lose the game and the defense gives up 40, it's going to be the wide receiver's fault somehow. But it's an opportunity game for Xavier Worthy, Juju Smith-Schuster. I don't know if CEH is going to play today. He's been sick.
I believe he's doubtful.
Last I saw was doubtful, so I don't know. I'd like to see him in the game, but you know what? It's important to get a win tonight for the Chiefs. Going into the bye week, get that win against San Francisco, coming out of the bye, who I don't know what to make of San Francisco, fellas. I mean, sometimes they look really, really good, and then they lose a game like they did yesterday, and you're like, I'm not sure about this San Francisco team. But you want to stack wins. You're better than New Orleans. There's not a lot of intrigue, obviously, because it's an NFC game, so it's not like these guys are getting fired up for, the Saints or something like that. But it's an opportunity to get a win, and you look at your season, and this is probably a game you should win. It's at home. It's Monday night. It's an NFC team that you see every 4 years. Go out and beat the New Orleans Saints. But, I mean, I think we come in here tomorrow morning, we're either talking about an 0-2 deficit or a miraculous win by the Royals. And, by the way, the Chiefs had a game last night, against the New Orleans Saints. I think kind of, unless it's some sort of blowout in the baseball side of things and we just don't want to talk about it like the Dodgers, Padres, if it's a 10-2 type of game, then maybe we're going, hey, how about the Chiefs? They got a win. They're going into the bye week and everybody's excited. So, but I think everybody's going to be, kind of finding themselves and matriculating themselves back to the sound of the baseball game at some point, because I think it's going to be a compelling game.
If the Chiefs win tonight, is the AFC over?
Oh, I think the AFC's over already, man. Is Josh Allen capable of playing anymore? I mean, that concussion that he had yesterday.
Well, apparently he didn't have one because he came right back out on the field.
Yeah, could have fooled me. One play. Yeah. I mean, go back and watch the replay. That dude's dome hits the ground and bounces.
He passed.
You know,
he was out twice.
Sure,
his hand was limp. On his wrist.
Yeah,
no doubt, knocked out.
And he rolled an ankle. Now there's an ankle injury. No, I saw his head smack the turf, but whatever. I mean, and then of course their coach screws it up again. Was that not 13 seconds all over again?
Baltimore's 3-2. Buffalo's 3-2. The Jets suck. Miami should tank and trade.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh is going to continue to suck. Cleveland's the worst team in football. The Bengals are now done.
Done.
Right? So these are all AFC teams. Houston's good.
Yeah.
Nico Collins' hamstring injury kind of scares me a little bit because their offense went completely MIA once he was out for the rest of the game. But they got to come to Arrowhead. That's a big tiebreaker.
And that's so long from now, too.
That's December, somewhere in the middle of December.
It's right before Christmas. Yeah, it's the 22nd.
And
it's that Saturday before we go to Pittsburgh for the Christmas game.
And you beat Houston. I don't think Buffalo is going to be able to sustain it. They don't have anybody.
They need Devontae Adams.
They're not getting Devontae Adams because he's going to the Jets.
Yeah, I guess so.
Why, if you're Devontae Adams, would you take a trade to the Jets right now?
You know why.
I understand. I know why, but don't you want to win? Like, you're leaving the Raiders for the Jets. That's like going from ass to more ass.
But he chose
Maybe
ass.
Maybe he's an ass man.
He could be an ass man. He's Cosmo Kramer, the ass man.
I just played golf with a guy that had a polo that had the license plate. It said ass man on it.
I'm Devontae Adams, the ass man.
I kind of feel the same about Devontae Adams, the way his career goes, kind of the same way with Tua's. Like, I would love for Tua to be like, I'm going to take my money and run. I've been hurt too much, but it's not my decision to make. So I'm going to have a hard time feeling sorry for him if he gets hurt again. I'm sorry if I sound like an ass for saying that.
Yeah.
Same thing with Devontae Adams. When he hangs up his boots at the end of his career and he's like, I just didn't really accomplish anything. Dude, that's on you. You decided to go play for Derek Carr because he was your college buddy.
Right.
And then you wanted to go play for Aaron Rodgers because you drank the same ayahuasca Kool-Aid.
Right.
Sorry.
I agree.
You did it. You could have gone and played for Mahomes. I know your contract. You want to make a ton of money. But at some point, it's like, do you want to win or do you want to make money? Well, and I don't have an issue with either one. If you want to be, however you want to do it, go do it.
Who are the two teams that are trading for Devontae Adams right now? Who are the two teams that are in the Jets and the Saints? I believe are the two teams that are in the
running. Derek Carr,
right?
Aaron Rodgers.
That's exactly right. So he's probably never going to win a ring in his career. There's no probably.
Mm-hmm.
And then he can't walk around and say his whole career, man, I wish I would have, won a ring. Well, you had an option to be traded, which I think he's going to get traded this week. I think he probably gets traded today or tomorrow. Probably tomorrow because it's the off day in the NFL, and that's when things tend to happen. And he's going to end up going to the Jets, who are 2-3, and I think they scored 9 points against Denver and then, 10 yesterday? Against the Minnesota Vikings.
17-23.
They end up getting 17. That's right, it was 17. You're right. And they end up losing that game. So in 2 weeks combined, you score 26 points. And Aaron Rodgers, he just looks terrible.
Looked bad yesterday.
He's terrible. Everybody wants to blame Robert Saleh and Nathaniel Hackett. They're bad. But your 40-year-old quarterback sucks. And it's okay to say, Aaron Rodgers is washed.
Oh, of course it's okay to say it because it's true.
Yeah, people want to shy away from that. Like, everybody wants to blame the coaches in this one. Nobody wants to blame Aaron. He's terrible. He looks awful.
Let me give you two guys that are the same in the same situation. Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers are the same surgery. Kirk Cousins just threw for 500 yards.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers won't throw for 400 yards all year.
Aaron Rodgers can't even run.
Whoa.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers will not throw for 400 yards the entire season. Kirk Cousins will have at least another game where he throws at least 400 yards. Because he actually is still able to play the position.
Yeah.
It's okay. Sometimes you
get old. It happens.
For those people that like wrestling, CM Punk wrestled this weekend. He's old. Was it a good match? I guess. Did you watch because you were, you enjoyed him in the past? Maybe. Did you watch football this morning because it was at 8:30 or Sunday morning is 8:30? Absolutely. Did you enjoy what you watched? Not really.
Not really, no. The ending was good as every NFL game is.
Of course.
But the majority of that game, I jumped in about the second quarter by the time I was, done running shirtless yesterday.
Sam Darnold was back down to earth.
Way back down to earth. His first bad game.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson was, I guess, good, but nothing else really stuck out.
No.
Right? Aaron Jones didn't finish. Aaron Rodgers didn't even make the trip.
No, he didn't. I think Robert Saleh stayed.
Do we root more for Aaron Rodgers to suck or Deshaun Watson?
Both. Watson, probably. Yeah. Watson.
Yes!
Look, Watson impacted other lives. Yeah. And then Watson quit on his team yesterday. He's a jerk. Like, there's no other way to say. He's awful person.
Terrible.
Like, Deshaun Watson sucks.
And Rodgers sucks, but he's a douchebag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Rodgers truly wants to win, though. Then that's the difference. I don't think Deshaun Watson gives her. Clearly, he signed with Cleveland.
Juice all over the place. Watson! Yes!
Like, if Watson really wanted to win, he wouldn't have signed with Cleveland.
What was that first one?
Sorry.
There's juice all over the place.
From the 816, please stop talking over each other. Okay, I thought we were all going to talk at the same time.
No, I'm not going to say a word now.
Oh, okay, yeah, well. No, Aaron Rodgers sucks. All right, we'll do this on the other side. We'll get into our overreaction Monday. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Hey, that guy used to pitch for the Royals, too. Welcome back in. 96.5 The Fan. That guy looks like a Halloween costume.
Matt Strom?
Yeah.
He lived in some athletic director's basement here in Kansas City when he was a Royal. And I remember Ryan knew the guy or something and was talking about it on the air. And somebody from the Royals called up and complained, "You can't be talking about that. Sorry, Swan."
I didn't know you couldn't do that.
Do whatever you want. The guy was just trying to bully Ryan.
I think it was back in the day. But a certain radio host kept calling Richard Lovelady Dick Lovelady.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like,
they were mad about that, too, right?
Hey, by the way.
Same guy.
Ah, okay.
Yep, same guy.
Makes sense. Hey, by the way, his name's Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is he still with the organization or is he somewhere else
Lovelady?
Now? Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah. They traded him, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. To who?
To whom?
Yeah, we know.
I don't know.
The Bengals?
You know what I do know? It's overreaction Monday time, baby.
Let's do it.
All right, I'll start this thing off. Overreaction Monday. Deshaun Watson is the worst quarterback in the NFL. Give me Carson Wentz. I don't care who's in Miami right now.
Doesn't
matter.
Tyler Huntley. Give me Tyler Huntley.
Better than Deshaun Watson. That is the worst quarterback. I watched Amari Cooper almost buy a ticket to Kansas City yesterday.
Yes, yes.
Like, he was wide open in the middle of the field for like a 25-yard game, went way over his head. He just was like, he looked at the sidelines like, what are we doing here?
He's like, is this serious?
He's like, I can't do this. I'd rather have Bryce Young, Russell Wilson, Carson Wentz, name it, Will Levis.
Aiden O'Connell.
Anybody.
Yep.
Gardner Minshew, Aaron Rodgers.
Gardner Minshew may be benched now,
he
too.
He did get benched in the game.
You know, they don't know who's going to start now in Oakland. I can't believe it. Bo Nix, baby.
Second overreaction. Three coaches should have been fired in their postgame press conferences by their bosses. Those three coaches are Doug Peterson.
They got to win.
I don't care. He let Joe Flacco throw all over them. Flacco is a statue.
I told you that fumble by Etienne was going to ruin their entire season.
And it has. Etienne's season, too, specifically. Yeah. He's been
ATM
benched.
Is locked up.
No pin required because that thing is done.
Please remove card.
Yeah. Error.
Would you like a receipt? Boy, do I. You know? Sean McDermott.
Oh, my God.
Should have been fired. Are you doing?
You had the 13-second game, and you came back with the 7-second game. Like, Sean
what
McDermott.
Are you doing?
Oh, my God.
So bad.
That is atrocious.
Fall forward. Make them use their timeouts. Go to overtime. It's not that hard.
Anything.
I mean.
This is why I say I could do that job, and people are like, no, you couldn't. Yeah, I could have been better than Sean McDermott yesterday.
Yeah, that drop that says, why don't you blow it out your ass, Bob? That is not accurate here. You are correct.
Yeah.
You could have done a better job.
Yeah, fall forward. Make them use their timeouts and
what
go
is
to
he
overtime.
Doing?
And then, so stupid.
And then our boy in Cincinnati, Zach.
Yeah,
Zach, you gotta go.
Yeah,
you've lost your team. Jamar Chase was on another planet yesterday.
And T. Higgins.
And T. Higgins, two touchdowns each.
Yes,
Joe Burrow was really good yesterday.
You
too.
Know who wasn't? Yeah. That coach lost in that game.
Yeah,
I'm
and
sorry.
That defense. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that defense was supposed to be good. You know, Lou Ferrigno's the defensive coordinator they talk about over there all the time.
And then my last and final overreaction Monday, Mac, you can agree with this. Nico Collins is the best wide receiver in football.
Love it.
It's not even close. I know Justin Jefferson's good. Nico Collins' hamstring's a little sore. But CeeDee Lamb's good. Justin Jefferson's good. Nico Collins right now in football is the best wide receiver.
CeeDee Lamb doesn't like his quarterback.
I think he does. His quarterback targets him like 12 times a game.
Didn't they get into it again last night?
They did.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Had a disagreement. Yeah, I don't hate that. I have Jefferson above him, but I don't think that's an over. And Nico is amazing. Yeah, I had someone of my friends on Fantasy Football Sundays, 9 to 10, right here on 96.5 on Sundays. You know, he would say, I said Nico Collins, a top five receiver in real life, not just in fantasy. And he was like, flaming hot take. I was like, what?
Why is that a flaming hot take? No, he's really good. Yeah. He
leads the league in yards. He's amazing. Yeah, he's incredible.
Yeah. All right. For me, overreaction.
Here we go.
Josh Allen is basically Alex Smith. He's that quarterback that's going to take you nice places, but never get you over the hump. So that Josh Allen is essentially Alex Smith. He's Buffalo's version of Alex Smith. They're still looking for their Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen stinks. Bears picked the wrong quarterback twice, Trubisky and Williams. Watching Jaden Daniels yesterday with Washington, legit. I don't think there can't be anybody out there who's still wondering about Jaden Daniels. That guy is real. He
Cleveland's
is spectacular.
Defense is good.
Yes, they
Cleveland's
are.
Cleveland's defense is good.
They gave him struggles for like a quarter and a half. He figured it out.
He is real, and he is spectacular. Number three overreaction, the Aaron Rodgers experiment is over. He looks old, frail, and really bad right now. And I don't know if that's an overreaction. That's just reality. And finally, my overreaction, the Yankees should bench Aaron Judge. He stinks in the postseason. Three strikeouts? Like, Aaron Judge should be embarrassed by the way that he plays in postseason baseball. The Yankees should show some stones and go, you know what? You're a hole in our lineup in the playoffs. Bench him.
Holy cow.
What would people do in New York if they benched Aaron Judge?
Well, in New York right now, probably applaud.
What did you say? He's like a 211 postseason hitter. This is no longer a small sample size. Aaron Judge is one of those players that's really good in the regular season, like a Josh Allen. But when it comes to the postseason, he doesn't raise his level, doesn't play good. I mean, sorry, bro. Like 211, three strikeouts. You deserve to sit on the pine.
You think it's in his head?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely it is. Yeah.
He is now a 206 in the postseason.
If that was, let's say a different name, let's say Bill Judge, that guy would be finding his ass on the bench with splinters in it.
Mike Judge. Aaron's dad. Hell of a creator for content.
Mm-hmm.
Good old BJ.
What in the hell is his problem in the postseason?
Bobby, this guy stinks.
The problem is he's wearing too much of that damn eye black magic stuff.
I'll tell you what, man, that Aaron Judge, he go up there, he going to swing the bat, and he going to look like he going to strike out every time.
Damn it, Mac, give me your overreaction Monday.
Yeah, piggybacking off of Bob, Jaden Daniels is an MVP candidate. The Commanders are contenders.
Yep, he is an MVP candidate right now.
He's on that CJ Stroud train from last year.
And I don't care. Yeah, none of this BS. Okay. He's a rookie. No. He is the MVP. I don't care. Yeah. He's leading his phenomenal team. This team has been dog doo doo for 5+10 years, my whole life. Mm. And he finally is leading this team to not only playoff contention, winning this division, and possibly having a chance in the NFC. Jaden Daniels is him. I don't know about the Jaden Daniels versus Caleb Williams conversation. Caleb's heating up. I'm going to give that more than a season. But Daniels
has hit the ground running. Caleb Williams looks like he could use a ball.
200-300-yard games. In
I
the
was
past
say he looked
three,
good this past week.
Daniels weeks, Daniels has just like hit the ground running, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair
no
category.
Doubt, no doubt. Yeah, rookie of the year, and he should be an MVP candidate.
Has anybody ever been rookie of the year and MVP?
Should have been
NFL?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, should have been Patrick Mahomes, but it wasn't rookie. Should have been CJ Stroud, in my opinion, honestly, last year, but it wasn't. And then Lamar owns the Bengals, or owns Joe Burrow, and this isn't even an overreaction. 9-1 against the Bengals, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. He averages 350 yards passing, averages almost 60 yards rushing against them, and he's 5-1 against Burrow.
That's crazy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of another overreaction that I had this weekend that I should have, like...
I got one we'll probably get to later. I think Mac may have been right. Kansas may need to fire their coach.
He's hot seat, man. That's all I'm saying, dude.
They lost again.
Again.
They haven't won since they beat Lindenwood on a soccer field.
That's right.
In August.
Oh, that was my overreaction. We might see Kyler Murray in the MVP category.
Ooh. Bob.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Boy, he looks good.
He looks really good, man.
I'm going to tell you what. Marvin Harrison Jr. makes him look like a mid quarterback.
A mid? You're not coming around yet?
No. I'm not a Kyler Murray fan.
What?
I mean, he's first play of the game. He went for 50 yards on a touchdown run.
That's good for a running back.
No, good for a quarterback, too.
He should switch to running back if he wants to run. We'll see how it finishes out.
Would you agree that Patrick Mahomes' two biggest plays of his career are because of running?
Which is his second one?
Titans, and then you got the Eagles.
And then the Eagles on the bum angle that won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah, but he runs when he has to. Kyler Murray runs because he can't throw.
He's got a great arm, brother. I'm telling you, he makes a great throw.
Can't see him on the offensive line. He stinks.
Anyway, quick overreaction for you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Daniel Jones isn't bad.
Okay. let me ask you this. Is this an overreaction, or is this just the truth? Vinny, Bobby, and Salvi got to be better than 1-for-14 for the Royals to win tonight.
Truth.
Truth.
Right?
Truth.
Yeah. Truth.
We said Friday that if Bobby Witt Jr. doesn't show up, the Royals won't win.
Stars got to be stars, mm-hmm. and 1-for-14 with those three guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Kyler Murray, 69.4 completion percentage, 777 yards, 6 touchdowns.
777?
That's right.
That's luck.
6 touchdowns, 1 interception.
It's good.
Pretty good. Yeah. Anyways, that's just my fanboyisms on that. Let's dive back into the Yankees and why the Chiefs also get compared, maybe now, to the evil empire that is baseball, the Yankees. I'm Bob Fesco. That's Dusty Likens. And that is Mac Morey.
Right.
I think this is 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
I know my name.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Well, I'll tell you what, my man Dan the Taylor, man.